Blog Talk Radio.
I just believe what the Word of God say above everything. That's why I act on it. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. This is Thankful Thursday, hallelujah. I'm so thankful, even though this is the last, Thursday of the year for us. When I look back over some of the things that God have blessed us with, I just get more thankful, hallelujah. The Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus in 1 Thessalonians 5. So, And rejoice in that. Yes, sir. Rejoice in that one right there. But we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And we will get into the lesson for today that happens to be Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. The last thankful day of Thursday of this year. Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, will you be so kind to give us a word of prayer?
Thank you, and thank you for that selection, Pastor. Amen, amen. That's something to think about. God has kept us from the beginning of the year up until this last Thankful Thursday. We give God all the praise and the scripture, and thank you for that selection. And the scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verses 12 and 13. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today giving you thanks for another Thankful Thursday. Father God, we're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. Thanking you for those that are listening by internet, Father God. Most of all, Father God, we're thanking you for your word today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will help us, Father God, to receive this word into our hearts, Father God. And Father God, we ask that you will bless each and every one on this broadcast, Father God, those listening by internet, Father God, that they may draw even closer to you through the word of God, that we're able to share it with others and that they will have a testimony for you, Father God. Lord, we're just thanking you for those that have been healed, Father God, those who have been able to get through whatever it is life has thrown their way. They're able to just hold on and not give up because of your word. We ask that you'll bless our pastor, continue to use him as you anoint him, Father God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet as he continues on teaching and preaching the word of God. And we bind up anything that may try to come up against him, his family, anyone on this broadcast, anyone listening by internet. Father God, we ask that you would bless all those that are sick and shut in. For you said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we're going to stand on your promise. And then you told us in your word, you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So be with those who are bereaved. Be with those who are going through, Father God. We know you make a way out of no way, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you continue, Father God, to bless this word as we receive it, Father God, that we will continue to be thankful for the word of God and teach others to be thankful also. Lord, we give you praise, and we just want to say thank you. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. I thank God for that awesome prayer, Pastor. Just in case if I'm booted off, we have some real bad thunderstorms and severe weather here in Atlanta, Georgia, at this hour. So I pray that everything goes smoothly. But just in the event that I'm kicked off, I know my pastor, Bill from Akron, Ohio, will step in. So let me go ahead on and thank you in advance. This is Thankful Thursday, brother and sister. I'm just so thankful. I'm rejoicing over his word. At one time, I was going to go back and just hit on some things that we have learned this year and be thankful for it. But rather, God said, just go right back where you left off yesterday. So before we do that one, we're going to open it up. Anybody have any scripture or anything they want to thank God for, here's the time to do it. Right now, we're opening it up. Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
You can press one if, well, matter of fact, I'm just going to open up the whole studio. So all you got, put your phones on mute, if you will. If you're not speaking, go ahead on and put your phone on mute, and we'll take it from there. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
God bless everyone.
Yes.
I am thankful. I am so thankful. Yesterday, I took that shot, and I didn't drink my water, and it was not good. And I thank Pastor Bell, Pastor Beasley, for your prayers, because my nose dried up. It was a miracle. It was a miracle. And the prayer works. I don't care what nobody says. Prayer works. Because I was miserable. I was totally miserable. But by evening, I was okay. Thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, we are healed. In the name of Christ Jesus. I just had to share. Because he's mighty good.
Amen.
And I thank y'all for those prayers, because they work. And I don't know who say prayer don't work. I don't know. I don't know them people, because I'm a witness. They work.
I don't know. Don't want to know them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Don't know the prayer work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. Amen. Thank God. And yes, and I'm thankful too. I'm just thankful for the word of God. And as Evangelist Renee was saying, prayer does work. Amen. I think it's over there in James where it said the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And you know, that is true. The Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, he's in the midst. Amen. So we just thank God for hearing and answering prayer. Amen. Then we're thankful for yesterday, Pastor Marilyn, she was on and she helped us read yesterday. And, you know, we're just thankful for everyone. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, even our sister Evangelist Sharon, you know, we thank God for her as she, you know, goes through but we know God is able to do anything but fail. So we're thankful for each and every one. And I'm thankful for the word of God. And I just like to read those scriptures out of God's word. And that was Timothy, the sixth chapter, and verses 12 and 13. And from God's word, it says, fight the good fight for the Christian faith. So that lets us know right there, not any kind of faith, Christian faith. And it says, take hold of everlasting life to which you were called and about which you made a good testimony in front of many witnesses. In the sight of God, who gives life to everything, and in the sight of Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony in front of Pontius Pilate. So that's what we got to be about. Amen. The word of God. Fight the good fight of faith. Continue to fight. Just like the scripture tells us, by his stripes we're healed. Believe that. Stand on that word. And I just thank God for his word. I was sharing with Pastor on the other day about that prayer book. And it was a young man had called me, and he was going through. I mean, he was going through. And every time I would speak with him, he would say he was depressed. You know, he was down. I couldn't think of nothing else but to give him that prayer book. And I thank God I had one left that I was able to share with him. And since he received and began to confess God's word, because I marked the pages, you know, where it's the affirmations, and excuse me, and now when I speak to him or when I hear from him, he has a whole different attitude, and that's because he allowed God's word to be in his heart. And I just thank All God right. for that. And I just thank God that I was introduced to this prayer book. Pastor, I think it was back in 2013 or 14 when he gave me that book. And I began to...
Been that long, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. It's been, yes. Yes, Pastor. And I shared this book. And excuse me, every opportunity I get, I try to get more just to give them out to people for such a time as that, because I didn't know what to say. I never dealt with anyone that was going through like that. But see, God's word, you know, took over. And I'm so thankful for that. You know, yeah. I just plant the seed and let God do the increase. Amen. Mm. So I'm just thankful for the word. Amen.
What's going on there?
Amen. Can't stop God's word. It's going forward. Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. That's listen, brother and sister, everything she just said, I can only say copy, copy, copy. That's all I can say because it's so true. If you don't have one of these books, I would personally give you one. And I would just love to sow into your spirit. And I tell you, it blesses whoever really is an anointing on this book. And I'm not trying to sell the book. I would like for you all to really have this book. And when, mm-hmm. when you say I gave you that book, Pastor?
I think it was either 2012 or 2013, Pastor.
Okay.
I was still working.
And I thank God because just like she just, her testimony, It really helped a lot of people. And I'm going to tell you, brother and sister, you could take this book and you can literally minister to people. I'm just going to say it's a ministering tool. And back in 2000, and I want to say it was 2009, and I don't want to be held to no dates, but I think about 2009, 2008. Maybe it was 2008. But it doesn't matter. The Lord introduced me to this book. And through this woman of God, and because she said, "Oh, you know what? You're saying the same thing I read in the book." I said, "What book?" And so then she said, "I got to give you this book." And then I preached again, and she said, "You know, you must have that book." I said, "No, I don't have no book, because I don't even know what you're talking about." And then finally, she gave it. She said, "Everything you ever say," she said, "comes right out of that book." And God is my witness. I had no idea a book like this was even available. All I can tell her is that what God had did for me back when I was in the hills of Kentucky, away from civilization. I tell people I was so far back up in there. I keep just joking now. I said I was so far back in the country, they had to pump daylight to us. We had to carry a water to the mailbox. I would just be joking like that because I was, but backside of that mountain is there is where God just really ministered to me. And that book, it really helped me. And if anyone would like a copy, I would personally give it to you. And I tell you, it will propel your ministry. It will propel you as a person. This book gave me confidence in God. Especially when you explained it, some things. It was God's word leading me to a lot of answers, to a lot of prayers. And let me tell you who you are in Christ, what you are in Christ, and what he can do through you. This book is truly, I'm not trying to sell the book. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the book because it was given to me. But it just blew my mind when she told me, she says, "You got it." And I didn't have the book, but once I got it, and I ordered a bunch of them. I ended up giving Pastor and the ministry up there, I don't know how many I gave her, but it was several ministries I gave a whole case to, because that's how excited I was about the Word of God. It had nothing to do with the book. It was what the anointing that was on this book.
Yeah.
It teaches you how to use the authority of Jesus' name.
Amen.
It's the proof of our righteousness.
Yeah.
It teaches you that you're in his presence. A lot of times people don't even realize it, that you're in his presence, okay? And I want to just take it over. This is Thankful Thursday, brothers and sisters. So anyone have anything they want to thank God for today, any scripture or anything, just be thankful. But I do want to finish this statement. That book taught me that I'm in God's presence every minute, every hour, every See, a lot of times folks don't realize they're in God's presence until they get in a building. Then they got to straighten up. They got to do this. You got to act like that all the time.
All the time.
Not just sometimes. You got to act as though you're in. And some of y'all know how folks act when they get in a building. Now, come on now. Don't leave me hanging. How I used to act, and I know some folks still act the same way. They're a different person in that building. Get them outside that building. Hey, they're a totally different individual. But in that building, it's something about being in that building. And they forget that God everywhere. You in God's presence. David said, if I made my bed in hell, guess what? I'm going to find God there.
That's right.
So you can't get away from him. And it's not. So we have to be mindful that we're in his presence, and that's one thing that book helped me to as well. And like I said, I'm gonna order, maybe I order another 50 of them and give them out, because it had really blessed me and propelled the ministry the way I see it. And just like the Lord allowed me to bless Pastor bless that young man, and ain't no telling who else that young man is blessing, and ain't no telling who all pastor been gave a book to. And there's other ministers that I know who just gone on, man, and flying like eagles. You know, because this is not about us. This is about the Word of God, brothers and sisters. We gotta make it happen.
Amen.
But anyway, anyone else like to be thankful for something? And I'm glad you brought that up, Pastor. I'm thankful for that book as well. Anyone else want to be thankful?
Am I? Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Okay.
Pastor Marilyn.
How are you? God bless you. God bless everyone on the line. Today is my oldest son's birthday, and I have to tell you about him. My son, at the age of 24, he took his life. He put a bullet in his heart. But today, praise the Lord, that I praise God, and I'm thankful that I can even talk about this today, because before today, I couldn't even talk about it. Today, before today, I couldn't think about it and not break down. Today, before today, I couldn't, comprehend how could, that happened to my son, At the time, 5 years after he had passed, I was being prayed for, and the pastor that prayed for me, I was laying, and so I was laying on the floor, and I said, Lord, this is me. It's me again. I'm down here again. It's me again. And I said, Lord, why my son? And when I said, why my son, I saw he showed me Jesus hanging on the cross, and this is spiritual. It's not, my eyes were not open. This is not what I saw in the physical. This is spiritual. And I saw Jesus hanging on the cross. And then after I saw Jesus on the cross, I saw this big white wing came. And this big white wing, it came and it wrapped me. And I was like, oh, okay, God. And I understood from that day that He said, you asked me why your son, why my son? I gave my son. So that brought me, a ways. And so for a long time, I still couldn't have this conversation. This was not a conversation I was having with anybody. But today I got up and I realized it's December 30th, and This is my son's birthday, and I could talk about it and I could think about it, and, you know, I can be in the present and I can be in that moment, you know, because a lot of things happen during that time, and I can be in that, and I cannot hurt like I hurt before. There was a deep hurt there. So I thank God. I'm very thankful and blessed that I can. Mm-hmm. I am moving forward. I am being healed. God is moving, you know, in my mm-hmm. present to heal me from my past. So that's what I want to do.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. He's a healer. Well, you know what? I can identify with losing a son. I lost my son January the 2nd, 2015. And and God sort of told me the same thing. Think about my son that I gave. And when I saw it from that perspective, I began to heal. And I'm going to say this, and I don't know who I'm speaking to, but listen, brothers and sisters, you got to get past the hurt to get to the healing. Just like,
amen.
You just got to get past the hurt. Just go ahead, whatever it takes to get past that. Yes. It could be your child, it could be your mother, it could be a relationship. You got to get past the hurt before the healing can take place.
Amen. Amen.
So, and that's what God want to do. God want to heal us. He want to heal us inside out, not outside in.
Yeah.
Don't know
that's
that.
Right.
So go ahead
that's
on
right.
and whatever that means to you. If it means you have to cry, I just pray that you don't be bitter. Just try to get some understanding. Try to get some wisdom. Don't blame God. Because what we blame him for could be a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So, you know, because the Bible does say that, and we know that all things work together for the good of us. And look, and then look at it like this, too. Everybody going to die. Just some going to die earlier and later.
Yeah.
And the only reason a lot of us are upset about it is because we're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
We're selfish. If God says, come on home, well, no, Lord, I need, no, you, that's for your own selfish reason. So that's what God has showed me. I said, well, Lord, you can do more with him than I can. He's better off in your hands. Maybe his mindset is ready now. But in January the 2nd, right after New Year's, I'll never forget it, 2015, I looked at my daughter, Fifi, and it just tore me up. Because him and her was real close to each other. And I could see the hurt. And I won't forget this, brothers and sisters. You got to get past the hurt before the healing can ever take place.
Yeah.
You may have to go and cry and moan and whatever else and talk to people. But go on and get past the hurt so you can get to the healing. Because there's something in the healing. Now, I can get Evangelist Renee on here. She'll tell you about healing now because you get new screen, new skin. There's a new growth. New attitude.
Yeah.
There's a newness when you get into the healing.
Amen.
Betcha.
Amen.
Anyone else? Thank you, Pastor Marilyn. Anyone else?
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor Marilyn. That was encouraging. Thank you very much. I just want to take the time out to tell the Lord thank you for another day, thanking him for all his many blessings. I thank him for letting his skin go back on my feet.
Amen.
It was not there, and it was just amazing that the skin grew back.
Amen.
It wasn't there. And that wasn't nothing but God. Man ain't had nothing to do with that. It was God.
Amen.
And I thank him. I thank him for letting his skin grow back. And I thank him that today, ooh, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I can breathe. My nose ain't running away. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you for all his many blessings. I do. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you, brother, sister, That's where God wants us at. He wants in that mindset of being thankful. Look, when you think about Evangelist Renee, her feet was peeled to the white meat, flesh. Mm-hmm. And now look at it. Now look at it. Yep. Hallelujah. So,
amen.
But it's all about faith. It's all about believing, a believing one. In, I'm going to share this one scripture, and if anybody else wants to share something, you're more than welcome. This is the time we do it. I want to take this as our slogan for life, is that Matthew 19:26. That's really piercing my heart right now. In Matthew 19:26, anyone care to read that? I'll go. Matthew 19:26. Okay, I'll go get it myself. Okay. Now I'm gonna tell you. I know what it says off the top of my head, but I'd rather read it out of the scripture in Matthew 19:26. It reads like this. Oh, I got somebody got. Okay, yeah, read that for me, please.
It says, but Jesus beheld them and said to them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. And that is so true.
Yes, it is. Amen. I was going to get it out of God's word. 19:26.
Well, the Messenger Bible says this. Jesus looked at them and said, it is possible for all people. It doesn't matter who you are. Jesus looked at them and said, it is impossible for people to save themselves, but everything is possible for God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
And praise you wanted to read it out of something, Pastor?
That was God's word. I'll read it from the Message Bible. Jesus looked hard at them and said, no chance at all if you think you can pull it off yourselves. Every chance in the world if you trust God to do it. Amen.
And that's what this is about. With man, it's impossible. From the natural. Amen. From the physical, from the flesh, it's impossible. But with God, whatever it is that you need, it's possible. You are a possibility. You are a possible. Man, when the Spirit spoke that to me, whoa. God said, yeah, you are a possible. Do you know what that means? Y'all probably don't know playing cards. I don't know if you do or not, but anyway. When you have a possible, especially in a bid whiz, that's a chance that it's going to work for you.
Amen.
When you got a possible in uno, there's a chance it's going to work for you. So the chances are greater when you got possibility working for you.
Right.
I'd rather have possibility working for me than impossibility. See?
Yeah, right.
Because as long as there's a chance. Now, but here's how this works. It's with God all things. Not on your own now. Can't do it on your own. But with God, all things are possible. Okay?
Hallelujah.
And I just wanted to point that out because it's so important that we make that our slogan, that with God, all things are possible. Now, I'm going to tell you what I just did for those that may not know. I just killed doubt.
Hallelujah.
Doubt died. When you said, whatever situation you said, now with God all things are possible, doubt died. Now what that means is you get in the Word of God and you find the scripture and you keep saying it over and over. He says all things are possible to him that believeth. The word believeth in the Greek means a believing one, not just believe. Believe actually in the Hebrew, which that's why I don't have a whole lot of Hebrew. Most of the time, it's believed. But believing is continuation of belief. So because one happens to be a noun and one happens to be a verb, so what happens is by you acting on the word of God, that's action, by you acting on the word of God, you're believing, you're continuing. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come because you heard it. That's not how faith comes. It's a continuation.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't hear that, did you? I better say that one more time. It's a continuation. So you heard the scriptures, but you didn't really hear. You got to hear it. Hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you'll find yourself going over and over until you hear it. But
that's right.
We'll pick up that tomorrow. I just, but I had to stress that. That needs to be everybody's slogan. I'm a believer. I'm a believing one. Because I know with God on my side, I won't fail.
Yeah.
When God sent them over there to spy out the land, everybody came back with a different report. Oh, there's giants in the land. I mean, we can't do that. We can't overtake them. They have a reputation. Finally, God sent Joshua and Caleb over there. And when they came back, see, they were believing one. They said, yes, Lord, there's giants in the land, and yet the place is well fortified. So God, with you on our side, we can make the same work. See, that's believing in God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, third chapter of the book of Daniel, when they were trying to burn them up, they turned the thing up seven times hotter. Mm-hmm. And they said, the God that we serve is able to deliver us. And if not, it's okay. We'll just get burned up. But we know that he's able to deliver us. And he will. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to show you, when you put God out there and say, with God on our side, we can make this thing happen. So whatever you're going through today, whatever you're dealing with today, let this be your slogan. With God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah.
Even what you don't believe. That man said, help my unbelief. Sometimes when you can't believe, you say, Lord, you got to help me in this area.
That's right.
When there's no hope, as Abraham, there was no hope. Because Sarah was 99, and he was about 100 himself. And when nothing happened, and y'all know what I'm talking about, y'all grown folks out there. You know, when two people old like that trying to make a baby, y'all hear what I'm trying to tell you, right? I don't want to make this X-rated, but I just want you to know the truth. When nothing happening, they didn't even have no hope. They didn't have no hope. When nothing happening. You men past 40, 50 years old, you know how sometimes it ain't always in your best interest. You know, sometimes you got to wait a minute. You women, you know, you ain't always been that strutting peacock you were when you were 20. You mess around there and get 55, sometimes things take a little longer. That's what they were dealing with. There was no hope. It was with us. But Abraham believed against hope.
Yes,
he acted on it, but it didn't matter. He was still acting the part.
Amen.
See, believing means you're acting on it. Okay?
Amen.
Anyone else?
Praise God. I just like to read that scripture.
Anyone else?
I just like to read that out of
Georgia, conk. Y'all folks have been in New York, Ohio, North Carolina over there, and Cleveland. That's right, Cleveland. Y'all up there. Y'all may not know what conk is, but that's just like when you're cranking up a conk.
All right. praise God. I just like to read this out of the New Living Translation, Pastor, and that's Matthew 19:26. It said, Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It is possible.
Yeah, that's right.
Key word, it is. So when you say it is, that's like it already didn't happen.
Amen.
You got to understand, when you say it is, that means, Okay, they just like, is the water running? Yes, it is running. See, it mm-hmm. is. That's going on right now. When you use that term mm-hmm. is, it is mm-hmm. possible. It's happening.
Yes, yes.
Don't you change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see Amen. The storm. You see the storm yeah. raging. You see the wind mm-hmm. blowing. Don't change your mm-hmm. mind. Because Jesus didn't change his. He got up there and told him, oh, yeah, little faith. No. Mm-hmm. And one scripture said, no faith. And Jesus rebuked mm-hmm. the wind and told his sea, yeah. peace be still. And it brought about mm-hmm. a great calm. See, he didn't let that mm-hmm. stuff frighten him.
That's right.
I know. I'm going to speak to somebody's spirit right now. There's something you're dealing with. Don't let it frighten you. Close your eyes and start speaking mm-hmm. the word of God right now.
Hallelujah.
Whatever that situation is, close your eyes, grab Matthew 19:26 mm-hmm. and say it's possible. It is.
It is.
Your, what Amen. Was your name? My name's Frank. It is Frank. See, that's something happening right now. So you say, yes, it is. That means it's happening right now.
Right now.
Because that's when faith is. Faith is now. That's your substance. You got the word
right
now. So you got some substance to hang on to. Anyone
Thank
else?
You, Lord. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, I sure appreciate you all for Thankful Thursday. We'll see you all on tomorrow. And meanwhile, everybody stay blessed.